The time has come where two business besties, that's us, come together to share all of the behind the scenes, laughter, tears, trial and tribulations of exiting our 9-to-5s and building out a multi six-figure coaching and learning company for women entrepreneurs. Imagine this, you're sitting around a cozy living room, the hot beverages are poured, and you and your besties are talking about the real honest moves you're making to grow a sustainable business and how you're doing whatever it is that you love all day. That is this podcast episode.
Hi everyone, Kayla here, your Virgo systems queen and manifesting generator to that core. I love creating effective, profit-driven business systems that take the guesswork out of growth and scaling. My mission is to support women in building your wealth.
And I'm Nicole. If you've been around for a minute, you probably know that I am the host of our TGIM segment on the podcast, which is your weekly dose of mindset and manifesting inspo. I'm a human design generator, an Aries sun, and the woman with about 1,000 ideas in my head a day. I used to be a high school teacher and yoga instructor, but back in 2016, when I first heard about the world of professional coaching, I knew I had found my calling. Exiting my teaching job was both terrifying and thrilling, and it wasn't until I met Kayla and we built this company did I truly feel like my ideas could be brought to life in a successful, profitable business.
Our intention on this podcast is to take you backstage of what it's been like building this company. From hiring and firing, the systems and processes that are required, the deep mindset work that we're committed to, and to show you how it can all be done. Because we don't believe in gatekeeping around here. And of course, we want to bring all of our humanness to the show to let you know that we're not any different than you.
So sticking true to our motto, we want to show you how you can all make a lot of money, have a lot of fun, and do a lot of good in this world. Come hang out with your business besties every Thursday. Hello, hello, everyone, and welcome back to Biz Besties. This is the first episode in December, which is so exciting. It's December 7th if you're hearing this live on the day that it's released. And if you're somebody who celebrates Hanukkah, then happy first day of Hanukkah to you. Myself and Kayla are here, and we're so excited to get into today's topic. We've got a little bit of a theme for our gratitudes today. Kayla, you want to kick us off? What are you grateful for?
Okay, I am grateful for everything that can be made dairy-free, including holiday vegan Baileys that I got the recipe from Oshi Glows. And I'm going to post it on Instagram, and I'll put a link in the show notes for you. And we're all going to get together and make homemade Baileys Irish cream vegan. And you know what you need in case you're listening and you're like, what should I do? First, check the show notes, get the recipe. Second, pull over the car. If you're listening in the car, you're going to need one can of light coconut milk, one can of full fat coconut milk, half a cup of sugar, 3/4 of a cup of strong espresso or coffee, double brew the coffee or whatever. And then you're going to need yourself a bottle of Jameson Irish whiskey and a little bit of salt. And then get the recipe, whip it up, make it happen. It's Christmas time. It's Hanukkah time. It's time to celebrate. Let's go. What about you?
Oh, and Kayla's homemade Baileys is so good. I'll be expecting one at my door.
Yeah, I will follow the recipe and split it in half, and you can have some and I'll have some. Okay.
Great. Well, we're staying on the theme of gratitude for beverages, but what I'm grateful for to have an online business that relates to gratitude for beverage is you ever, for those of you who might work in your 9-to-5 job or be in a cubicle, I know when I was a teacher, I drank a lot of coffee, but I also had to be like very, very aware and conscientious of my bathroom breaks. I couldn't just go to the bathroom at any given moment. That you're not allowed to do that. You have to have somebody watch your class and da da da. So I'm so grateful that nobody needs to give me permission to get up and go to the bathroom. I can just do as I please in my own house, in my own office. Look at this beautiful sunlight shining through right now. My plants are happy. And I'm grateful for Fizz. It's Kayla and I are sitting down this afternoon. We're batch recording some Biz Besties. And I was like, you know what? I need a little bit of clean energy. So I'm going to go grab. I've got a peach mango fizz happening here. It's delish. And I'm so grateful for the slight fog that it lifts, but it doesn't give you like the jittery caffeine jitter. So that's what I'm grateful for.
Go Arbonne. Go Fizz. If you want to buy it, call Nicole. She'll help you. Okay. And then I also want to throw in one more gratitude. Somebody named Tiffany Devlin, who's been with My Line Purpose since the very beginning, told us her favorite pens are called Uniball Friction Pilot Pens. So I heard her And I went and got some because they have little erasers on the back. So you can write whatever you want and erase it just like a pencil. And I have this green one right now, and I have pinkish reddish lipstick on, and I'm feeling so festive. Mm. Lipstick, erasable green pens. Yes, please. Now, let's talk about what we're talking about today. Picking your word of the year.
Now, this is a practice that we've been in for the last few years, and we're going to talk to you all about why and how to do it and all that sort of great stuff. What we want to share is that, again, if you're listening to this on Thursday, December 7th, mm-hmm. the night before, on Wednesday, December 6th, we did a visioning workshop night with our current 2023 platinum and 2024 platinum. And this envisioning workshop is so important because we help all of our clients select their word of the year, because then we do something really special in January for people who start the year off with us. So we're going to talk to you today about what it looks like to choose your word of the year. We're going to share what our words are, I think, right? Are we going to reveal?
Yeah, we're going to reveal.
Okay. And then we're going to get into a little bit of why and then how you can do the same. So let's talk about why, Kayla. Why do you think it's important, or why do you love the exercise, the practice of choosing a word of the year for yourself?
Well, I was inspired by Gretchen Rubin, who is one of my favorite podcast hosts ever of the Happier Podcast, who chooses a word of the year every year with her sister, Elizabeth Kraft. And every year I listen to hear what they're going to choose, and then I choose my own. This is before Matt. And then when we started My Aligned Purpose, I thought, okay, great. We have a coaching and learning company for women entrepreneurs. Let's do words of the year with everyone. And why do I love it? I love it because it helps me anchor a theme in for my whole year. It helps me set an intention and know, okay, this is something I can get behind and I can reflect on every month or every time I feel a little bit lost. And I ask myself, like, how is this coming back to my word of the year? Monthly, I would say. And actually maybe more than that, because we have it on our special necklaces. So I ask myself a lot, how does this all relate to my word of the year? How is this mm-hmm. unfolding magically? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think too, you know, we talk so much with people who come into our community about the power of words and language. And in NLP, it's neuro-linguistic programming, and the linguistic piece is the words. And words can play such a pivotal role in creating imagery in your mind, and that imagery in your mind creates a feeling in your body, and that feeling in your body is going to create an action that you're going to take out into the world, and then that action is going to produce a result. And it really actually does all start from the words we speak, the thoughts that we tell. And so if we can affirm day in and day out that we are anchoring ourselves with a feeling state. Mm. And again, all manifestation is manifesting a feeling state, a desired feeling state. You might think that it's things, but it's actually leading you to a feeling. And so when we can anchor ourselves in a word that actually really supports us to feel good and mm. follow the joy and remember our why and all those greater things, it's just going to be more supportive. So a word of the year is always going to be a feeling. You're not going to, we don't encourage that you choose, like, what would somebody choose that's not a feeling?
I don't know, like Arbonne Fizz. You're not going to say your word of the year is fizz and drink fizz every day, or candles.
Yeah. I saw this candle sitting here and I was like, your word's not going to be candle, but
unless
yeah,
there's some imagery, symbolism along with the candle that, you know, you're lighting up every place you're in or something, it has to have a deeper meaning.
Yeah, exactly. So we really want people to choose a feeling state for the word, and a feeling that you can feel in your body. When you say the word, you can feel like, oh, I could access that feeling state in my body for sure. And not just any feeling. This is a fuck yes feeling. This is a full body yes feeling. This is like, absolutely, I want to choose mm-hmm. this word, actively wake up every single day and choose to feel this way. Yeah. It's a full body yes. And, you know, Kayla and I were chatting before this, and you were saying about how it's a concept to anchor your intention for the year. That's really what it is. You're setting like a net or casting an intention for the year. And the intention might be quite broad and go across all different aspects of your life. And you anchor it in with one word. Every time you hear the word, you see the word, you feel the word, you're like, oh yeah, that's the whole vision in one word.
Okay. So past words of the year that we had to like really think back, but we pulled them together. Okay. So one year I chose resilience. I was really working on, that was the first year I had Evie, my first daughter. I was working on keeping it together, not getting emotionally derailed by things. And growing a business is hard sometimes, and it takes a lot of vulnerability and strength. And I wanted to know that, yes, I can rely on myself to be steady, resilient, and feel strong. And I feel like I went back to that word quite a lot through 2021 and worked on my resilience. I would ask myself, okay, I'm getting this emotional spike. Is this making me feel resilient? Is there another way I can approach this? What would resilience look like in this situation? Okay. Then 2022, I picked Wabi Sabi. Wabi Sabi. I know, I love it too. I was working on my tendency towards perfectionism. And Wabi Sabi really means, you know, the concept is Japanese. I'm sure I'm not saying it right, but the concept is that nothing is perfect. And in nothing being perfect, you find the perfection of imperfection. And to think about how there's no way I can get this thing I'm trying to do to be perfect. So what can I do that's really great and appreciate how it's not, I don't know, 110% perfect or something like that. I've since let go of the concept of perfectionism and I don't even think about that anymore. So I think Wabi Sabi was a great choice. Mm. And then last year I picked expansion. I was expanding my family, expanding the business, expanding my capacity for more, expanding my energy. And I have come back to that word over and over again and thought, is this expansion? Is this contraction? Which way do I want to go? And what do I really want? If I really want expansion, then I have to be open to receiving more.
Mm. Okay. And is Wabi Sabi Japanese?
I thought so.
I thought it was Arabic.
No.
Mm.
I don't think so.
Okay. I just want to, just so that if anybody's listening and they're like, huh, that's not what, but I could be wrong.
Oh, in traditional Japanese aesthetics, Wabi Sabi is a worldview centered on the acceptance of transience and imperfection. The aesthetic is sometimes described as one of appreciating beauty that's imperfect, impermanent, and incomplete in nature. It's prevalent in many forms of Japanese art. That's what the internet is telling me.
Okay. It's a beautiful concept. Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful word. I love it. Mm-hmm. Okay. So we've seen how your words have matched your journey the past few years.
Mm-hmm. And the feeling state I always want to get back to.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Okay. My word for 2023 this past year was limitless. Mm. I want to feel like there were no limits on what I could achieve, what I could do, what I could have. And I really felt that. I mean, we just had our biggest year in my line purpose to date. My marriage is going great. The ways that I've approached my health, my life, all of it, I feel like it's all been very limitless. I don't feel like there's been limits on it. Then when I go to 2022, this is where I'm getting confused with my word for 2022 versus my word for 2021. Mm-hmm. But 2022, it was abundance.
What was 2021 again?
I don't know. This is the thing for people listening. I'm not quite sure. I have a necklace that says 7-figure BB,
I think the concept of getting to 7 figures was 2021.
Two.
Yes. Because how we're determining this is the shape of the necklace that we have it on.
Yes.
So 2023 is the bar.
Mm-hmm.
2022 is the circle and that's 7-figure BB.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And then the year before that,
it must have been abundance.
Yeah, it must have been abundance. And I wanted to feel abundant. And oh my gosh, I mean, life has been so amazing since we started My Aligned Purpose, since we started this concept, choosing a word of the year. And so as Kayla and I sit here today and we're talking about our words of the year, it's actually kind of hard to choose one word because I want to feel so many different things. Mm. And I think that's what's beautiful about anchoring in on one word is it can be your core word or like your word that is above all else, but it doesn't mean you don't have access to feeling all the other words.
Yes, that's for sure. It's like, what do you want it all to come back to as you set your intention in this moment? And whether or not it actually does all come back to that is not for us to tell now, because this is like, we're looking into the future. But mm-hmm. if you ask yourself, picking like for expansion, if I ask myself in June 2023, what's expansive about this? Do I feel expansive? Do I still want to go that direction? Is that something I want to expand? Then I can use that as a jumping off point for questions, for intentions. And if I decide, no, I don't want to expand that thing that I'm thinking about, you don't have to. It's just, mm-hmm. it's just a point of reflection.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. So our words for 2024. My word is going to be expansion. I'm going to take a previous word that Kayla used, and I want to expand my family, mm-hmm. and I want to expand our business, mm-hmm. and I want to expand how I view my health and the possibilities and the professionals and practitioners that I can work with. Mm-hmm. I want to expand my learning and my knowledge this year. Mm-hmm. And I want to expand the dollars in my bank account.
Ooh, yes, please. Okay. I'm going to mm-hmm. piggyback on that. And my word of the year is going to be happiness this year. One, you know, I'm so inspired by Gretchen Rubin all the time with everything I do. And she's doing a 15-year anniversary of the Happiness Project. And so I'm thinking of doing that. And that's what inspired the word really. And I want to ask myself all through this year, is this making me happier? Do I feel happier when I'm doing this? What would make me even happier? How can I follow the good feeling to yes? What's a full body yes for me? And if it's not, I need to move away from it. Since being live at Abraham Hicks and watching Abraham work with people, it really got me that it's so simple. All you have to do is follow the feeling. And my feeling is happiness. And if it's not lighting me up, I don't want to do it. So I'm going to mm-hmm. ask myself all throughout the year, does this equal happiness? Personally, my own definition of that, yes or no. If it's yes, I'll go with it. If it's no, I won't do it. And my definition of happiness is different than everybody's. Like, what's happiness for me? Sitting around drinking coffee, doing Sudoku while my kids are having a nap on the weekend and trying to solve the puzzle. I'm sure lots of people don't count that as happiness and think it's boring. What's happiness for me? Doing more hikes with you, Nicole, spending more time outside, buying real estate, lots of things. So I want to move towards happiness this year. And that's mm-hmm. what I'm doing my word. Okay. I pulled up a spreadsheet while we were chatting about what people's words of the year were in 2022. Want to hear them just for some inspiration?
In 2022 for 2023 or in 2022 for that year?
Oh, for 2023. Yeah. We pulled okay. people in 2022. Okay.
Yes. Okay. Please share some words. So people okay. that are listening to this right now, take any of these that resonate with you.
Yeah. To give you some ideas. Mm-hmm. Okay. So here are some words from our Platinum crew in 22 that they chose for 2023. Momentum, expansion, grace, lux. That one's fun. Light. Somebody asked for the phrase, I am powerful, but you could just say powerful if you're picking one word. Release, so good. Release mm-hmm. the grip. Okay, leverage was another one. Leverage, fulfillment, embodied, bold, courage, waves. Mm. Waves of things happening in life. Mm-hmm. Grounded. Ah, the word be, to be. Mm. Mm-hmm. Connection, prosperous, self, flow, legacy, elevate. Oh, two elevates. Okay. Elevate, elevate, clear is another one on here. Okay.
Oh, I like elevate.
Oh, maybe that could be yours.
And now I'm like, wasn't that my word before? We're really struggling to remember what my word was a couple of years ago. Was it elevate? Was it abundance? Or was it expansion? Who knows?
They're all
great.
Stay
tuned. They're all great.
I like elevate for you for this year.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of the same as expansion, but remember we were talking about it before. It's kind of like an up level. I like that.
I remember the year that my sister was in platinum with us. Her word was vitality.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I love that word too.
It's cool to look back and see because we have a record of everyone's words of the year.
Mm-hmm.
I had this up yesterday. I was looking through to do something with the spreadsheet again. And it's great to see and, you know, review at the end of the year. Okay. So how can you keep your word of the year top of mind if you're not in platinum and we're not doing that for you? Okay. If you want to be in platinum, message us right away because
ASAP.
ASAP. The word of the year project is underway. And so you really want to participate in it and the rest of platinum. So let us know. But let's talk about ideas that you can keep this top of mind. Okay. All of these I've learned from the Happier podcast.
Okay.
Maybe we have some other ones, but these that I have on my little list here are from Happier. So I heard Liz and Gretchen talk about how somebody got their word engraved onto a dog tag and then put on their keys as like a keychain. Mm-hmm. So that it's an easy thing to engrave. Okay. You could make it your password.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe your word of the year is elevate. You could make it elevate with a capital E, 123 exclamation mark, or elevate whatever your money goal is for your business.
Elevate 2024.
Yeah. Elevate 1 million exclamation mark, whatever you want. Okay. Password. You could get it on a necklace.
Mm-hmm. You could get it on a mug. If you drink a hot beverage every day, you could affirm it with a mug. You want to know what's so next level that you could do?
What? I love being extra. Tell me.
Tattoo it on your body.
Then you change your mind. You're like, oh, shit.
Okay. Kayla liked that one. If you could have just saw that was a head that was back funny. Laugh. And I was like, that is a good way to put a word you really are aligned with forever.
That's funny. Okay. You could do that. You could, what else could you do? Put it on post-it notes all over your house. Post-it note in the bathroom. Post-it note in the
screen savers on your phone and computer.
Background screensavers. I like the mug one. I like the tattoo. That's when you're hardcore. You're making it happen if you get a tattoo.
Yeah. You're hardcore. You can let people know that this is your word of the year and whatever that looks like to you, you can make an announcement.
Write it on the front of your agenda. This is my year to elevate.
What are those called? Signet rings?
Yeah, you could put it on a signet ring.
Yeah, you could have it on like a different piece of jewelry. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, you could go to your favorite nail tech and have her write it on your nails.
Ellie, are you listening?
Okay, so those are some great ideas right there.
Yeah, Ellie's one of our amazing clients who has a special nail tech and she always has the best nails, in case you're wondering why I'm talking to Ellie.
It's true. Okay. So you also want to think about a word that is multifaceted, that is going to fit into all areas of your life. As you've heard Kayla and I talk about, our word talks about, it includes all areas of our life. It includes our health, our wealth, our love life, our business, our bank account, our family. You want to choose a word that when you are maybe having a hard time in a particular area of your life, that word will apply to everywhere. It's not just business. It's not just health. It's not just relationships. It's something that can go across the board for everything.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. We have a special challenge for you.
We do. It's a good one.
Okay. When you listen to this, you can swipe up on the Apple app for sure. But on Spotify, you can find the links to wherever you go to the show notes. There's a link that says, send us a voice note. You can send us a voice note to the podcast. I tested it and I sent Nicole a voice note to the podcast and it worked.
It's true.
Yeah. Okay. So you're going to send us a voice note right now. Like as soon as this is done, this is the end. So as soon as we stop talking, go to the thing, show notes, click the voice note app thing, send us a voice note with your word of the year. And then when we get all the voice notes, we're going to compile them. And in January, we're going to share everyone's word of the year and why they picked it. Now, here's our challenge. You tell us the word of the year, elevate. I picked it because I want to elevate my health and my wealth and my happiness. That's it. We can't have like, you know, on and on and on and on stories on the podcast, or people are going to be like, what the heck is this? But we want to share your word of the year. So go in the voice notes, send us a voice note and tell us. And we cannot wait to hear what you picked.
Yes. And if for some odd reason you can't get that feature to work for you, we can always make a little sticker box on Instagram, which we will do the day that this is released. And we will collect your word of the year there as well.
Okay. We'll do a recap in January on everyone's word of the year.
Okay. Have a great week, everybody.